Well, we're thinking about very important people, and we're going to be thinking about Jesus and how important he is, and we're going to be learning from the way in which Jesus was teaching his disciples a lesson about how important he is and how they should trust him so that we can learn to trust him as well. I wonder if you have ever been in a really scary storm. You know, really howling winds, driving rain, rough waves, you know, really serious storm. Have you ever been in a storm like that? I've only ever had one really scary experience like that, and it was on the English Channel, going across to France on a ferry, and everybody on the boat was sick. I mean, everybody. It was a serious storm. And you never forget those kinds of storms, do you? And you usually pray in those kinds of storms as well. Well, in Palestine, in Israel, the Sea of Galilee is prone to very serious storms because it's surrounded by mountains on three sides, hills on three sides, with Mount Hermon up to the north. And the wind comes down and it whips up the water and it gets really rough at times. You can start the day in sunshine, the end of the day, it can be really bad news. And it was one of those days that we're talking about, learning about in our story today. And what's very interesting is that the story begins in these words. Immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side. They'd been together for days and days and days, but Jesus wanted them to be on their own, in a boat, on the sea, and he knew what was going to happen. And Jesus went up on the mountainside and watched. And it was a kind of a test to see if they could work out who Jesus is. It says immediately, and that's because this happened just after Jesus had fed the 5,000 with the food, with the bread and the fish. And the disciples were scratching their head trying to work out who this man is and how he could do it. And it says there Jesus made them get into the boat, and that word is a very strong word. It means he ordered them into the boat. So Jesus knew what was going to happen next. Well, we know what happens next. It started as a nice, fine day, and pretty soon, in the middle of the night, the wind was blowing, the rain was coming down, and the waves were getting really big, and they were in the middle of the lake, and they were not thinking about bread and fish. They were not hungry. They were worried that they were going to join the fish pretty soon. They were very, very, very worried. And it says, when evening came, Jesus was alone. The boat was already a considerable distance from the land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Jesus was going to test them as to whether they really understood who he is and what it means to trust him. And that was only the beginning of their problems. Because in the middle of the night, what happens next? They see Jesus walking across the water toward them. And they thought it was a ghost. And they are terrified. And then it says, Jesus said, "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid." You know, that's the most frequent command in the Bible. Don't be afraid. Why? Because we typically get afraid. And God doesn't want us to be afraid. He wants us to trust him. But Jesus was trying to teach them a lesson, to trust him no matter what the conditions were. Well, they got really scared. And then it says in the story that Peter cried out, "Lord, if it's you, tell me to come to you on the water." Well, I think Jesus must have smiled at that point, because Jesus said, "Come on then." And Peter got out of the boat and he walked on the water toward Jesus. Amazing. But then what happened? He began to look at the waves, and he looked at the storm, and he began to sink. And he cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "Oh, you of little faith," said Jesus. "Why did you doubt? Why did you doubt?" Jesus wanted them to trust him. And at that point, he was disappointed in Peter
because Jesus expected Peter to trust him, and he didn't.
Well, Jesus took Peter, they got into the boat, and then they had their evaluation time. Those in the boat worshiped Jesus. Truly, you are the Son of God. They were beginning to work out who this very important person was, and they worshiped Jesus. But notice what Jesus said to Peter. You of little faith, why do you doubt? It suggests that Jesus expected Peter to trust Jesus more. Now, it's not a question of how much faith you've got. It's who your faith is based in. It's who we trust in, not how much trust we have. And I want to do a little experiment to see if I can help you to see that trust is something that grows. Jesus was trying to educate his friends to trust him more and more and more as they learned more about who he was and why he came. So I need a volunteer, someone who's not sure whether they trust me yet and is willing to risk it. Can I have a volunteer? It needs to be a responsible person who can follow basic commands and doesn't mind getting hurt. Okay, let's have you. Okay, thank you. That's very kind of you. Now, come and stand out here. Okay, have you got insurance? Okay. I'm going to make this really easy for you. Okay, I'm going to make it really easy for you. I'm going to ask you to fall into my arms. Okay, are you happy with that?
Yeah.
Okay, but I'm going to make it really easy because we're going to fall backwards and I'm going to hold your arms. And you can hear me, can't you?
Yeah.
And you can look at me if you want to as well, okay? So, I'm going to ask you to fall back. You can hear me, you can see me, and you can feel me, right?
Yeah.
All I want you to do is keep those feet together and don't move them, okay? Should we go backwards?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, well done. Okay, well done. Okay. Right, we're going to make it a little bit harder now. Do you trust me?
Yes.
Why do you trust me a little?
Well, because I think this is going to be safe.
You think it's going to be safe. That's really good. And we've already had one happy experience, haven't we?
Yes.
Good. Right. This time, I'm not going to hold you, but you can still look at me, and you can hear me. Wait. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you see me?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Fall back, and I'll catch you. Well done, well done. Okay. Do you still trust me?
Sort of,
okay. Do you trust me more than you did earlier?
About the same.
Okay. But so far, so good.
Yeah.
Good, okay. Right, let's make it a little bit harder. Right. Let's put these on. Okay. Now, this time, you can't see me, and you can't feel me, but you can hear me, okay?
Yeah.
And, if you're not sure, you can phone a friend. Have you got a friend here? Have you got a friend here?
Yeah.
Who can you see that you know?
My mum.
Your mum. Okay. Mum. Okay. Let's put it back. Mum, is he safe? She said it's okay. All right? So you can't feel me, you can't see me, but I'm still here. And Mum says I am. Okay. Do you want to fall back? Come on. Fall back. Come on. Well done. Well done. Okay. Right. Do you trust me? Start again. Do you trust me more than you did earlier?
About 20%.
20%, that's very good. That's more than you did at the beginning. Okay, well done. Thank you. Okay. Now, that was very good, very brave of you, because sometimes I do drop people. But did you see what I did? You had an opportunity to hear me and feel me. And see me, and then I took away the feeling, and then I took away the seeing, okay? And each time you learn to trust him with a little bit less evidence. But the more you trust someone that's trustworthy, the more you trust them. And that's what Jesus is trying to do with his friends. They saw Jesus, even on the middle of the lake. They heard Jesus reassure them. And then certainly Peter touched Jesus as Jesus grabbed him and brought him back in the boat. And it's the same way with us. We can't hear Jesus. He's in heaven. We can't see him. And we can't touch him the way that Peter did. But Jesus has given us ways that we can trust him. For example, we can hear Jesus speak to us through the Bible. The Bible is God's word. It is living and active. And the Bible was given to us so that we can learn to trust God through Jesus. Jesus said on one occasion, people don't live on bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. So we need to eat properly, but also learn to read the Bible regularly if we want to learn to trust Jesus more and more. And then secondly, we can see Jesus. We can see Jesus in the church because the church is his body. It's his body on earth. It's his visible presence in the world today. And the Bible says that if we trust in Jesus, we are part of his body. And therefore, when we come together on Sundays, we can see Jesus in action as we see him transforming and changing the lives of our brothers and sisters. So we can hear Jesus in the Bible, we can see Jesus in his church, and we can experience Jesus by his Spirit. Because Jesus promised when he went to heaven that he wasn't going to leave his friends alone. He said, I'm going to come to you through the Holy Spirit. He'll be with you forever and ever and ever and ever. And the Bible says that if we trust in Jesus, the Holy Spirit comes into our lives and reassures us that we are God's children and indeed that we are co-heirs. We are in a right relationship with God and a special relationship with Jesus. And so that whatever happens in life, whether it's stormy or a sunny day, we can know that God works together for the good of those who love him, who've been called according to his purpose. So whether you're in a storm right now, or whether it seems plain sailing, you can know that you can trust Jesus, and that he wants you to trust him more and more, day by day. So how can we do that? How can we do that? Well, first of all, the most important thing that we can learn from the story is maybe you can identify with Peter. Maybe you are still working out who Jesus is, and you recognize that you need Jesus to be your Savior. That's often the first point we recognize, that we're lost, that we don't know where we're going in life, that we need a Savior. Maybe like Peter, you need to say that today. Don't wait for a storm. Don't wait till you've got difficulties in your life. Ask Jesus to save you, to rescue you. And like the disciples, recognize that Jesus is the Son of God. That's how we begin our journey of faith, when we recognize Jesus as our Lord, the Son of God, and as our Savior. Don't wait till the storms come. Trust in Jesus today. And if you want to talk to someone after the service about how to do that, we'd be pleased to do so. But if you've made that step of faith already, Jesus wants you to develop your relationship with him, to trust him more and more, just like my little friend learn to trust me more and more. We can do it through three ways. As we listen to God's word, day by day, we learn more about his purposes for our lives and helps us make sense of this world. We need to get more and more involved in his church because it's his family and we're part of that if we trust in Jesus and we can see him at work in one another and we can cooperate with Jesus in helping others come to know him better too. And then day by day, we need to trust in his Holy Spirit to guide us, to make us more like Jesus, and so that we trust him more and more each day. Let's say a little prayer together. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are indeed our Savior. You came to rescue us from sin and from judgment. We thank you, Lord, that you want us to know you and to serve you and to get to know you better and more, better and better each day. Help us to listen to your word and to learn your purposes for our lives. Help us to see you at work in and through your church and cooperate with your plan. And help us to trust your Holy Spirit to make us more and more like you day by day. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.